before 2 o'clock. Power Lunch on Power 987. So the last census revealed that only 28% of adults in South Africa have matric. So without matric, you're not able to study further. You're not able to, you know, in terms of your options, you're quite limited in terms of what you're able to then do when it comes to work, when it comes to study options, like I said. And maybe you've been struggling with the idea of going back and finishing your matric, where you're thinking, I just don't have the time, I can't do it, or I'm too old, or whatever the case may be. Or you know of a family member, a loved one, who also doesn't have matric, and you think that perhaps, you know, you should encourage them to want to pursue their matric. Well, we're going to be speaking about that, and of course, you are welcome to join in on the conversation by calling us on the power line on 0861 987 000. You can tweet at PowerFM 987 and tweet at Miss Apelele. On the line, I'm joined by Jackie Carroll, who is an adult education expert, to help us more about understanding what programs are available out there to those who may feel like they're a bit stressed for time as well. Thank you so very much for your time, Jackie. How are you today?
Hi. Doing very well, thank you, and thanks for this opportunity.
Fantastic to have you. So only 28% of adults in South Africa have a matric. Why, in your opinion, do you think this is the case?
I think a lot of it has to do with circumstance with regards to family support.
Yeah.
A lot of these adults that don't have a matric had to leave school early to look for employment opportunities, or they were child-headed households. They were now the responsible child parent.
Yeah.
They are quite, it's more social than anything else, I think.
And in terms of, you know, the options over the years that have been available that maybe a lot of people are not aware of, what can you share with us?
All right. Things have got a little bit tougher of late because our children in matric only have one bite at the apple, so to speak. If they fail matric, they are not allowed to rewrite matric in that school again.
Wow.
So that's under the Department of Education.
Yeah.
But there are ways that the department has tried to assist people, your community centres, your adult learning centres, that were traditionally your ABET centres, your adult basic education centres, are now offering matric as well for those people. Look, there's a lot of organizations, one such as my own Media Works, where we do matric online.
Yeah.
There are quite a few options available now. And, of course, with the onset of technology, it's become a lot more accessible as well.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe talk to me about Media Works, the program, your own program, that deals with e-learning and obtaining your matric online. Exactly how does that work?
Okay, well, we launched our amended senior certificate, which is exactly the same as a national senior certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Just the only difference is it's for adults, so you need to be over 21 to do it.
Okay.
But it's the same CAPS curriculum, and the exams are set by the Department of Education, so it carries the same recognized status. The learners do the training online. They can get support through a tutor online or forums. So really the only thing they need is access to data.
Mm-hmm.
We were very fortunate. We were able to establish a relationship with Always On, and they have come at a ridiculously low price of data if you're studying towards your matric, which is available through our website. So it certainly allows for a lot more flexibility for adult learners, as well as affordability.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe share with me the pace of working. Is it, you know, a program that's going to be throughout the year, or is it just dependent on what it is that I'm able to take on, or how much time I have available to me?
Well, you need at least 4 hours to 4.5 hours a week per subject.
Okay.
So if you only need to do 2 subjects because you only failed 2 subjects, well, then you need to allocate 8 hours a week.
Okay.
But if you're saying, look, I need all 6 subjects, but I work, you don't have to do all 6 subjects at once.
Okay.
You can do 1 subject or 2 subjects a year, but then it will take you 3 years to get your matric. The only time factor in this whole story is when the exams happen, and that's, as I said, it's set by the Department of Education, and they happen in June.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's the one thing you can't move. So, as long as you're ready for the June exam, and then you continue the next year with the next subject.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke about tutors as well, Jackie. Tell me more about the tutors.
Okay, they are online. Mm-hmm. So we use all the advantages of technology. So you've got forums that you join and you share with other people doing the same subject as you, also experiencing difficulties and finding different solutions.
Yeah.
Or you have an option where you pay more, but you can have access to an online tutor as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 0861-987-000. That's the power line for you to also be part of the conversation. Maybe you have a question or two or a comment. You can speak to us. Jackie Carroll joins us on the line. She's an adult education expert who has a program called Matric Works that deals with adults who still need to get their matric, and really taking us through exactly what it is that they're able to provide in terms of support in that regard. You can also tweet at PowerFM987 and tweet at Miss Apelele. Would love to hear from you. Perhaps you have questions around a loved one, a family member, or you yourself, in terms of things that you would really like to iron out as far as what this program offers. Please do feel free to give us a shout, 0861-987-000. So now let's talk about, I mean, I think the advantages of online learning speak for themselves, right, Jackie?
Absolutely. And the fact that this program is developed for mobile technology as well makes training far more accessible and flexible. So really, the person could be in a Wi-Fi area, download whatever they need, and they can work offline. So if you're in the taxi on your way home, you've got a set of headphones and you've got your tablet or your phone or whatever the story is, you can work.
Yeah.
As soon as you're back into a Wi-Fi area, it will upload again for you.
Mm-hmm.
So learning really can happen whenever it's convenient for you.
Right, right. And it doesn't have to interfere if perhaps you're working or whatever the case may be. Itumeleng Tapi on Twitter saying, please ask your guests if their programs cater for African languages as a language in matric. Very good question.
It's a very good question. Yes, we do. We have got what is the mother tongue languages.
Mm-hmm.
We are releasing four of them, in fact, this month.
Okay.
And we offer them English as a mother tongue language or as a first additional language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what exactly is it that we should know, Jackie, in terms of Matric Works, what you're able to provide, the assistance, cost implications, and all of that? And I think that's also quite important.
Okay. Well, it's 1,600 rand a subject,
mm-hmm.
But if you register for all six subjects, you only pay for five.
Okay.
You need, in order to get your matric certificate, you need six subjects.
Yeah.
So that is one of the differences between the amended senior certificate or the adult matric, as opposed to our current school matric. They have to do life orientation as well at school,
mm-hmm.
but under the adult matric, people are considered to be experienced in life, 21 and older, so they don't have to do life orientation.
Mm-hmm.
There's also no site-based assessment, so nobody asks you, where did you learn, how did you learn, are you sure you're ready to take the exam. You register for the exam, and then you need... So everything, unfortunately, is based on that exam.
Mm.
There's no year mark or anything like that. It's unfortunate, but it's also fortunate, because if you prepare, it'll do just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, and it articulates exactly into the National Senior Certificate, which is what our matrics do. So if a person passed their matric but said, you know what, I really didn't do so well in math.
Yeah.
I need to redo my math because I need a C.
Yeah.
They can do just that math subject.
Yeah.
Or if they need to pick up an extra subject here or there because they failed, they just need to pick up those subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows for all of that flexibility, which is fabulous.
Yeah. And also when it comes to when I can enroll, I mean, is there flexibility around that? If I'm not ready right now, can I do so maybe after June or whatever the case may be?
You can enroll at any time.
Okay.
Your only issue is that the exams for the Department of Education write in June.
Okay.
So if you're not ready for that June exam, you're going to unfortunately have to wait for the next June. That's your only time factor.
Yeah. 0861 987 000. Questions and comments are welcome. We're speaking to Jackie Carroll, an adult education expert, and talking about adults who still need to get their matric and just the options that are available to you in that regard. If perhaps you're over 30, over 40, over 50, there is no shame in going back and doing it again. 0861 987 000. You can tweet at PowerFM 987 and tweet at Miss Apilele. Urapeleng in Brits, welcome.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I just have a quick question here.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to find out, is it possible for someone who probably grade 9, but...
There's a dog that's really disturbing. That's getting in the way of us hearing you properly.
I'm just moving around.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I think now
my
we're good.
Was, okay, thank you so much. My question is it possible for someone to go back to their previous school and finish their grade 12, even if they are older than 21?
No. Urapeleng, I think Jackie covered that earlier on, but maybe you weren't tuned in at that point. And maybe, Jackie, you can clarify
once more. I just hijacked the show.
All right, no worries. Thank you so much for that call, and thank you so much for that question. Jackie, do you want to clarify that again?
Sure. It's a very important question because now legislation has changed.
Yeah.
If you have written your matric at a school, regardless of how you did, or you want to improve subjects or pass subjects to pass your matric, you may not do it still in a traditional DOE school. You would need to move into an adult learning centre.
Yeah. And I do trust that you are answered there, Urapeleng. Thank you so much for the call, Urapeleng out in Brits. Another tweet coming through from Untando asking if I have passed my matric, but I would just like to improve. Am I able to do so with matric works? Jackie?
Absolutely. Yes.
Fantastic.
If you need to improve a symbol or two on a subject, it has that flexibility to just choose the subjects you need.
Fantastic stuff. Where do we go for more information about matric works?
Our website is www.matricworks.co.za.
Fantastic. Simple enough. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day further.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Jackie Carroll, adult education expert, and runs a program called Matric Works. Do visit their website, matricworks.co.za.
Power Breakfast with Lawrence Sabane, 6 to 9 a.m.
Nathalie Sufi's Gauteng Education MEC. School reopening tomorrow. Online system. We are reading about parents who are saying that this system is unreliable. It keeps on crashing.
To blame the online registration is just like saying cassette music was more nice than CD music. And we know, me and you, CDs are better than cassette music.
Bongani, you're in Kahiso.
All three schools where I applied, they declined. What should happen to my daughter? Must I go around again?
I can assure you, before the end of January, you will be placed. So you don't have to go all over looking for the school on your own.
Power Breakfast, weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7. Now, we're talking.